But first, there's more worrying news for the Australian economy, with the Reserve Bank cutting its economic growth expectations. In forecasting marginally lower growth of 3% over 2012 and 2013, the RBA has signalled that earlier predictions were overly optimistic. The admission of a sluggish economic outlook features in the RBA's quarterly statement on monetary policy, released today. Our business editor, Peter Ryan, is back from the RBA's headquarters in Sydney's Martin Place, and he joins me now. So, Peter Ryan, is this an admission that the Reserve Bank got it wrong by keeping interest rates high for so long?
Well, Kim, it is unusually blunt language, but it is there in black and white in the 70-page document that's out today. It doesn't specifically say that it got it wrong on keeping interest rates high for so long, but it does say that it only sees the economy growing by about 3% over 2012 and 2013. Now, this is compared with an earlier forecast of up to 3.5% growth in 2012 and up to 4% in 2013. And it's also lowered its outlook for export growth and residential building activity. It's also revised its outlook for inflation. It now sees underlying inflation, excluding the impact of the carbon tax, at just 2% in 2012, and that's down from 2.5% earlier. And of course, as we know, the sharp decline in inflation down in the most recent CPI reading of to 1.6% below the 2-3% comfort band was the catalyst for the Reserve Bank to dramatically cut interest rates on Tuesday by half a percentage point to 3.75%.
The RBA is also concerned about employment. So is that a sign that it expects the unemployment rate to rise?
Well, now that the RBA has inflation under control, they are keeping a very close eye on the jobs market. They haven't signalled where they see the jobless rate is going. It's currently 5.2%. We'll see an update on that next week. But they have noted that employment growth is expected to remain subdued in the near term. And they've cited the impact of the high Australian dollar as a key pressure. In fact, they've said there's a possibility that in the near term, labour shedding across a range of industries outside of the mining sector could accelerate as firms continue to adjust to the high exchange rate, weaknesses in the property market, and the effects of weaker public demand. And so that's quite significant that it sees that jobs is the real watch at the moment, and any uptick in the jobless rate or a slowing in employment growth on top of what we've had with lower inflation could actually open the door for another interest rate cut as early as next month in June when the RBA board meets on the 5th. So expectations are rising that the significant rate cut that we saw this week definitely won't be the last for the year.
The statement also talks about a sluggish housing sector. Do you think the RBA is signalling that there could be a serious downturn ahead?
Well, they haven't said a serious downturn, but they have made quite a bit out of what is happening in housing, and that they see that that with such a subdued market, and of course we saw housing starts down by 1.1% this week, that residential activity is quite subdued and is going to take a number of factors to really kickstart the market. And until that happens, they believe that the market could remain subdued in the short term, although they do predict that ultimately there will be a bit of an uptick. So no expectations of any sort of significant slump just yet.
If I can take you back to these reduced economic growth expectations, I would imagine that the crisis in Europe is perhaps part of that. What does the RBA have to say about that?
Well, the Reserve Bank has noted that Europe remains the most significant external risk to its outlook. And as we've just seen today, there has been a revision just on economic growth and also inflation. But it does see that Any chance that the sovereign debt crisis in Europe intensifies could derail the global economy? There has been a lot of optimism just in recent months that things have been getting a bit better until Spain came along, and the ball certainly aren't running with Spain at the moment. So they're concerned that a flight from risk in global capital markets would see a marked deterioration in credit conditions and confidence. That would have an impact in Asia, and of course that would have an impact on the mining boom pipeline that's unfolding in Australia at the moment.
Business editor Peter Ryan.